We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph. 31 points in 29 minutes and 51 seconds, 5 of 11 from the three-point line, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. He was ready to roll yesterday after having a, you know, subpar homestand up to his stand, by his standards. He only shot 41.5% during that three-game homestand, 38% from three, but yesterday he had a roller from the three-ball line, but it wasn't enough as the Warriors lose to the T-Wolves, 114-110 to start off this five-game road trip, and they've got work to do. Houston's just one game behind them, although the Warriors do own the tiebreaker, so Houston would have to finish a game up on the Warriors to finish in that 10th and final spot, but we got action here with the Houston Rockets as this segment is brought to you by Golden State Lumber, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Again, the Warriors lose yesterday, and hey, look, Minnesota is the top three team, but nobody wants to hear that right now. Nobody wants to hear about a team losing to another team without one of their better players, Karl-Anthony Towns. He's been out for 9 games in Minnesota, 6-3 without Karl-Anthony Towns. Why? Because they got Naz Reid playing well. Why? Because they got Mike Conley Jr. picking his spots. Why? Because Jaden McDaniels is a hell of a defender. Why? Because Nikhil Alexander-Walker is hitting wide open threes. Second half, man, 12-21 from the three-point line. It's because when the Warriors double down and they try to contest shots in the paint, they're so slow that it takes them all day long to get out to the three-point line to contest. Guys get wide open threes. How many wide open corner threes have I seen the last 2 games between Indiana and Minnesota? It's just all night long. It's like, dear God, they got to go to a zone because they can't play man. When you can't play man, you got to play zone. The NBA teams are going to cook a zone at one point. This ain't Syracuse. We're in 2-3 zone. This ain't CYO.
Who's the shot maker on the Warriors, though? Because like you're referencing the shots that are being made by Minnesota and
by other teams.
By Indiana.
Wide open teams. Wide open
shots. Like GP2's not a shot maker.
Well, offensively, if you want to talk offensively, yes, the Warriors do have flaws offensively. When you look at the starting lineup, the difference between Pod struggling and playing well is that he's got to hit shots.
No doubt. But I'm saying, like, I look at all those other teams that you're referencing, and there's firepower. Like, even their weaker players are just purely better offensive players than what the Warriors have. And I'm here for the defensive conversation. It's both. Like, it's not either or. I'm not here to say that, like, oh, all their problems are offensive. But I do believe that they have a lack of firepower. In this order, Steph can shoot. Clay can shoot. Who else?
Chris Paul.
Okay, but he struggles to get the right matchup.
I'm here.
I know.
I've been saying this for a couple years now, and it's finally come around, and the chickens come around to roost. You cannot have one-dimensional players in today's NBA. Like, you just can't.
I'm
you got to have two-way guy.
You're right, because I'm watching the ball hop for Indiana and for Minnesota, and it's like these 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th men are coming in, and they'll punish you if you leave them open.
Exactly.
Punish you. Well, when I look at the Warriors, it's a great point. Like, you got GP2 going to the lane for a contested layup with the game on the line, and I like him going to the lane there. But I know you cringed a little, but
boy, like,
do you want him shooting a 20-foot two-point shot?
No, you can't do that. He went to the lane. He missed a layup. It sucks. He missed a layup. He smoked it. Listen, man, when you look at all these teams in the West, OKC, Denver, the Clippers, the Pelicans, the Mavericks now, the Heat, they all got guys who can hit those wide-open shots. Or you at least have to take them to make the defense honor you. But right now, the defense is defenses aren't honoring Pods on the three-point line. And that's the next step for Pods. I'm not here. I see a lot of people crushing Brandon Podziemski.
He
played
20.
18 minutes, 37 seconds. He's a first-round pick trying to play alongside Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson, Chris Paul, and all these Hall of Famers and champions. I got no problem with Pods. I got no problem with JK. I'm actually proud of these youngsters. JK has come a long way. I got no problem with the way he's playing. I got no problem with the way Brandon Podziemski's playing. But the next step for Pods and the next step for Kuminga, Kuminga's got to slow down a little bit. There was a possession late in the game, down 107-104. Kuminga, they're running a split cut. You got Draymond and Curry. They get the ball down to the post for Jonathan Kuminga. He's got Conley Jr. on him. Kuminga just rushed it.
Yeah.
He's got to just be patient. That's the next step for him. Being patient, reading the defense a little bit more, not settling for a long three. And for Podziemski, the next step for him is hitting wide open shots and being willing to take those shots.
Let me defend Jonathan Kuminga for just a split second.
I said I'm not even crushing him.
No, not you. I think people are like, well, he's hit a wall. Talking about like spacing around certain players. Kuminga can't even get the ball at the block, because if you give him the ball on the block, there's nobody on the perimeter that you fear. So you're running double and triple teams at him, and so you have athletes in the paint clogging it up. And so I look at, you know, what this team has to do if they're going to keep Jonathan Kuminga or whoever they end up keeping on this team. Like, you have to have guys that will punish you when you go to double. And the Warriors did that. They were throwing doubles at Ant-Man. They obviously have to help on Gobert when he gets the ball down low. And they are punishing you from the outside. The Warriors aren't going to punish you from the outside.
Well, not right now, which is crazy, because when they were humming, you know, 2016, you think about all the threes they made. They made over like 300 threes. So they were first. 2016, if I recall, they had like over 1,087 made threes. The next best team when it came to made threes, this is 2016.
Uh-huh.
It was like in the 800s. The league has adjusted. And now when you see the Warriors in made threes, they're barely in the top 10. Boston's by far and away number one. But all these teams, they've made the adjustment to say, okay, if we're going to get space, we got to hit the open three. All these guys are coming up in the game. They're learning college, whatnot. You got to hit the wide open three. That's the evolution of basketball, because all these analytic geeks are phasing out the long twos and the mid-range jumpers, which I still think is a viable shot. If it's a wide open shot, take it. Hit the 15-footer. I'd rather score than take a contested three. But when you look at the Golden State Warriors, look, Draymond Green was 5-9 yesterday. He was 2-5 for the three-point line. I don't mind the 5 3-point attempts. Hell, I want even more. And some people might say, Bonte, you're crazy. But those shots, think about it. He got 5 3-point attempts yesterday, all wide open. He could take another 5 open threes, because he's getting that shot. And when you don't take that shot, like Friday night, and we've seen this over the last 4 years now with Draymond Green, hell, the last 5 years, that defender, whoever's guarding Draymond Green, is going to sag off him and play in the paint and block. If somebody's going to cut for a layup, that defender's going to be right there to contest that shot.
I mean, Gobert is like, if you hit that, great. Like, you got to hit 4 or 5 in a row for me to come out there. Like, it's just the reality. You know, Dre's reluctant to take that shot. There's no question about it.
And that kills the offense. You can't diagram a play that makes it. That, like, when you have a team that does it, that's why the whole thing, you know, a lot of this is going to be very interesting this offseason, because I laugh. My whole thing with defending Klay Thompson this year, and I try to say it, but, you know, again, this is where people, they don't really listen. They hear you, but they don't really listen. I mentioned this offseason long, Shasky. Okay, you take Klay Thompson off this team. How many shooters you have? You really want to get in a league that values shooting at an all-time high, where everybody has shooting, you want to get rid of Klay Thompson? A lot of Warrior fans on this show have said, get rid of Klay Thompson.
No, I think a lot of people
Pick your poison about Klay.
But I think missed in all of that rhetoric is that I think a lot of people were saying, like, role change, right? Which he's adjusted to. You know, coming off the bench has clearly been a positive for him. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it's lineup combinations.
No doubt.
I don't think the combination with him, Steph, and Dre exactly is humming, as always, because Dre is hell-bent on fighting Steph and Curry, and the space for Klay is just not there.
But Bonte, I my personal opinion, and we can argue till we're blue in the face, I still believe two-way two-guard is their number one need. And that's independent of Clay. See, I view Clay differently now. I think he's a straight spot-up shooter, and it depends on who he's guarding, and obviously the positionless basketball. He can play a little three, a little four, whatever the combinations. But the guys alongside of him really does matter.
I think they need a big-time perimeter defender, not necessarily a guard. I'm looking at like a forward. Wiggins obviously has not been that guy this season.
Yeah,
we don't know why.
But like I think this is important. Like Clay is going to be more of a lightning rod for rhetoric because of who he is than Andrew Wiggins. Like we're all afraid to just say the obvious. Wiggins looks terrible. He looks terrible. I don't care where he's been, what he's up to. Whatever. I'm talking about on the court. Why are we afraid to say it? It's been his worst season in the NBA.
It's just been the worst season by far. But going back to Klay Thompson, go back to Klay for a second. And I'm looking at YouTube. I'm looking at Comcast Business Text Line. We're going to get to Psych and San Leandro in just a second. 888-957-9570. All the things coming down on Clay, and I mentioned this all season long, and people didn't want to hear it. Spacing. He needs spacing. Obviously, he needs guys to create for him. But I don't just make things up and say things for shock value on these airways. I don't. I trust the people I talk to. I trust the sources that I have. I trust the people that I interact with on game day every single day, whether it's opposing teams, whether it's the Warriors or whatnot. Clay has tremendous value in this league. And if Clay moves on, that's one less shooter on a team that's failing to make consistent jump shots. The Warriors are now 10th in the league in three-point percentages. They're using the top. Like they'll make their 16 threes a game because of the off-balance of the offense, because of the lack of paint production. But you lose Klay Thompson this offseason. That's one less shooter. And you don't have a lot of money to work with. This is a league that value should have been all-time high. And I'm telling you, man, I'm telling everybody out there, 888-957-9570, people think I'll just be jawjacking. All right, Clay may not get $20 million a year. Clay may only get $15 million. Yeah, think again. This league values guys like Klay Thompson, and he's making himself some money by the game.
Yeah, but this Warrior team is so up against it. They have to be pragmatic about how they dole out money. Like, it's not a disrespect to Klay Thompson to say, we've got to figure out a way to get under this apron so that we have the flexibility to be able to trade first-rounders.
How about coming at Klay, though? Imagine coming at Clay when you're paying Andrew Wiggins $25+ million a year, and you're playing Draymond Green $25+ million a year, and you're gonna come to Clay saying, "Hey, can you take 20? Take a hometown discount?" That's disrespectful to Klay Thompson.
Well, they overpaid. Sorry. I think it's pretty clear they overpaid Draymond Green. You got 3 more years at $25 million, and we're talking about value and what other teams like. I'm not sure there's and maybe there is, and I could be wrong. He had said there was another team out there that offered him more money than Golden State. God, I'd love to know what team that was.
Yeah,
and I'd love to know what that number was, because that's a lot of money.
Me too. Let's go to
Lakers.
Let's go to Psych and San Leandro. Psych, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, man? I got a few things I want to go over. It seems like when Curry come out of the game, they, everybody kind of quit working together. You guys have been articulating and hitting the nail on the head with everything that you're saying. They're kind of like a messed up cell phone call.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.